Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to Life's a Draft, the podcast where the topics are wide open and always on fire.
Welcome to Season 9, Episode 2 of Life's a Draft. This is Episode 82. On this podcast, we pick topics and draft our top choices. Fans vote for the winner, which determines the draft order for the next episode. You can follow the podcast on Instagram at Life's a Draft. On this episode, we will draft a new topic, get some cat facts with Catman, and play a game called Four Facts. But first, let me introduce who is with me here tonight. Lost the crutches, lost the boot, but feeling like he won this dog draft. CMC returning to the Niners, Bulls starting the season above 500, and Max played his first round of 18 holes this weekend. Let's go! Shine is here.
Hello, hello. Yeah, 18 holes, man. 9 years old. I didn't think he had it in him, but he could have done 27, I think. Made Justin and I feel old out there as we were struggling. I stopped at 9, given not trying to push too hard here too quickly, but he had a blast, and I think he's ready to go again as soon as I'm ready to take him.
Travel ball finally slowing down. Skins are 7-2, baby, and got Lattimore today. Let's go. Went to the Baltimore game against Denver. And it was a good time with the boys tailgating and watching the game. Bomar is here.
Yeah, man. It was a good time. It was quick. Getting out there was kind of crazy, but had a great time.
Rumor has it you wore a Redskins or a Commander's hat to a Ravens Bengals game.
Rumor is correct.
Broncos.
Rumor is correct. There were all kind of people wearing jerseys
at the
game. I was pretty surprised.
I texted Bo at some point today, and I said he had to have his NFC championship party again because I was thinking about it and looking at our screen right now. We have the Eagles, the Falcons, the Niners, the Commanders. Dilts is still kind of hanging out in the background with the Lions. Like, the chance that we have another head-to-head matchup is pretty strong in the NFC. And then, you know, if Dolphins make it to the Super Bowl, maybe Rob can toast us out there in Wisconsin, but so we'll see.
Salt Transformers 1 and the Bucks are 1-6. Catman is here.
Thanks. Dolphins are terrible too. Yeah, had a pretty quiet 2 to 3 weeks here in between the pod. Not much going on. Transformers 1 was really good. It's not as good as the original. Need some music in there, but really good. If you guys have kids, I would highly recommend it, and it's good for adults too. I was entertained, so yeah.
After last year's crippling defeat in the IGA seniors event, this guy totally redeemed himself and won this year on the 18th hole. He also played in the 42nd annual IGA Open and has fully decorated for Christmas. Birdo is here.
The monkey is off my back. Just add it to the resume. I mean, I'm already in the Hall of Fame, but still got to get each title. And the actual title will elude me, but that is just a random shot in the dark. Shout out to Reeves McBee, my Uncle Nick, who won this year. Let's go.
Had a wild weekend celebrating a little man turning 6. Shall we bounce in a family party to follow along? Dinner at Grotto's on his actual birthday as requested. Good times. Also, he's curious. Y'all still them boys? J-Cat is here.
Yeah, Cowboys sucks. Dak even knows it because he said it on the sidelines. But good to see the Falcons take care of business on Sunday. That's a game traditionally in the past 4 to 5 years that they would have lost. It's a game that they are capable of winning. They needed to win, and previously they would have lost it. So seeing them win this week was nice. Other than that, I got a six-year-old boy on my hands. If anyone's wondering, turning 5 to 6 has done nothing but turn the wild meter up on him. He's just as crazy or crazier than he was when he was 5. So here we go. But ready to get rocking.
And I'm your host, Eric. The MB-less Sixers stink. The Eagles are beating bad teams. And no school November is in full swing. Please help promote us by getting some Life's a Draft merchandise on tpublic.com. They have all sorts of goods with our logo. The link is on our Facebook page, website, and at the top of the voting page. Wait for a tpublic sale. Save some money. Help support the podcast and get some Life's a Draft swag today. With that being said, here are the results of the best dog breeds draft. Now, as usual, 6th place to 3rd place was separated by like 5 votes. So like pretty much 1 vote each. 1st and 2nd was pretty much a runaway the whole time, but not surprising. So in 6th place, with 1 less vote than 5th place, Will N. said, best team all around, plus bonus of Doberman in the honorable mention. Pound Puppies, Catman's team, 8.3% of the votes, 6th place.
That's why I'm a Catman.
And in 5th place, Egg Shen said, pick this team primarily because it has my one of my favorite breeds, and their honorable mention was the breed I currently have. And definitely not picking a team with a whippet on it. And Isabella C. said, I think Shiba Inus and Huskies are adorable, so this team is goated in my opinion. My team, you like Dags? 9.4% of the votes, 5th place.
That's awesome that 2 people gave shout-outs to honorable mentions, which means they listened and still had to sway their vote.
I'm not even sure what dog Egg Shen has that I mentioned in the honorable mention, but in 4th place with 1 more vote, TC said Sheltie and Jack Russell. And Adam W. said, whip it good. Birdo's team, hot diggity dog, 10.4% of the votes, 4th place.
Wow. 4th place. I'm just living in 4th place.
You picked Whip It. What do you expect?
I thought Dachshund was a home run. Everyone I taught, Dachshund. That's all I kept hearing.
You picked a Whip It, though. People saw that and like, what the hell is that? And they looked it up and like, oh, I'm not
picking that. No one cares about the bad
come on, ones. Get a Whippet.
They only care about the one good one. He could have picked 4 Whippets and a Dachshund and still would have came in 4th place, probably. All right, in 3rd place.
Hold on, I just want to say, Mark, this is no surprise with these 3 top picks here. Labrador.
Definitely is a surprise. You should have been last. All giant dogs.
You say that all the time.
I had all giant dogs.
You need a variety. I never say that. You need a variety of dogs, Bomar. You picked all monsters. The Cane Corso would bite your hand off.
Have you not learned? I picked 2 of the same characters and songs that made by the same people. Yeah. Come on now.
I know, true. Come on. There's a flaw in the voting. Maybe we should induct an electoral college. We should start that somehow. women's votes are worth like extra points, and people under 26 are worth a couple more votes. And if you vote out of Delaware, it's worth double. But Mark N. said, big dogs for the win. Any dog that needs to go to a groomer or gets carried in a purse isn't a dog. It's just a fancy cat, and cats are terrible. I didn't say it.
Hey, let's draft boxes more often.
And Pappy G said, I'm a man. I want a big dog. Bomar's team, go big or go home. 12.5% of the votes, 3rd place.
That's right. Let's go big or go home. Podium, finish. I'll take it. 3rd place. Let's go.
I didn't know you stole my team name.
How did I steal it made sense for him.
That was going to be mine. But right. I do know that I'm either 1st or 2nd, and I beat Beaumont.
Yeah, he stole my dog, son.
I think it's pretty obvious who was first. But in 2nd place, Flamingo said, this group is like a grab bag at the liquor store. No idea what you are getting, but what is in that bag will do the job. All these breeds can be crazy, or they can be a lazy slug, but they will all be loving. And Corbin B. said, had a St. Bernard, loved her to death. Demanded respect from friends and foes. And no matter what dog you have, and how tough you think they are, Cujo always wins. And Big Show said, I had a boxer named Buster when I was a little show. When I was the little show in the 80s that had three teeth, loved ice cream and Budweiser. My mom still has one of those Olin Mills 1986 pictures of fancy me in my Carter sweater and him in the living room to this day. I wanted so bad to vote for J-Cat and Barbara Bush, but I had to pull at my own heartstrings this time. Shine's team in the doghouse, 25% of the votes. Second place.
I'm like, not obviously upset at a second place finish, but I thought I had a winning team there put together. Can't compete with Shine. with the top one though, I guess. Again, I know I get it, but we have one 2 doors down and he's one of my favorites, but I thought I put together a strong five.
And in first place, Riley B said, dingo or not, my lab would spite me if I didn't choose this team. And Evan T said, mostly dingo, but I also tried to favor intelligent breeds and not ones that tend to slobber. J-Cat's team, where my dog's at, 34.4% of the votes, first place.
Right. Give me a big bow wow out there in podcast land, right? Good way to start off the season, you know? I don't feel like I've performed very well in the past 3 seasons, so it's time to up the ante a little bit. This one was really cool. Had a really good feeling about my team just after the draft and looking at it and everything of that nature. Shout out to Big Show for bringing up one of Doodle's million nicknames she has. We used to call her Babs or Barbara Bush as well. So that's where that comes from.
I was wondering what then that meant.
So. Yeah. That's what Egg, Eli, and Big Show, what we called a Doodle Dog because of something that Derek photoshopped for me a long time ago. So nice. That goes. But yeah, good start to the season. So let's rock.
All right, before we wrap it up, here is what we should have drafted. I did not look up phonetic spellings for a lot of these, so if I pronounce it wrong, it is what it is. Newfoundland, Collie, Chinook, Samoy, German short-haired pointer, chocolate lab, a curly-coated retriever, the Great Pyrenees, Australian shepherd dog, American bulldog, family protective dog loyal to its bone, Pomeranian, rat terrier, pug, they're so ugly you can't help loving it, Yorkshire terrier, standard poodle, WTF, a commodore, a short-haired pointer, black Russian terrier, a Tibetan mastiff, the Catahoula leopard dog, the English cream dachshund, a.k.a. forever puppy, Boston terrier, cocker spaniel, R.I.P. Bruce, poodle terrier mix, shih tzu, chihuahua, hound dog, English mastiff, Mexican hairless, bearded sheepdog, border collie, English sheepdog, Aussie doodle, no love for spaniels, English Springer, Brittany Cocker, Lhasa Apso, Basenjee, Wolfhound, Weimaraner, Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, Havanese, Miniature Schnauzer, Teacup Poodle, Mini Pinscher, and the good old mutt needed some love here somewhere. It's not their fault a male poodle and female Rottweiler found love behind a Denny's after hours on September 7th, 2022. Those were the things that we should have drafted in the dog draft.
I would take a whippet over a pug any day. Pugs are terrible, and they look like they smell.
Anybody know what a Weimaraner is? Remember that thing?
It's
what they get a silver lab from.
Yeah, it was funny. Someone in my neighborhood has two of them. They were walking them the other day. Like when I was pulling out of the driveway, and I was like, two Weimaraners?
Like I've never seen one, let alone two together.
Delta's dad had one.
They're like whippet like and like greyhound like. They're like tall and like skinny.
They're a little heftier.
All right. If you're listening, please rate and review the podcast. The more reviews, the more people we will reach.
Now it's time to draft. Boom shakalaka.
This week's draft. We wanted to do a little something different here where the draft boards could be more open than usual. Since we're in the middle of fall, we're going to be drafting the best things that are orange, the best orange things. My draft board's exploding with things. No idea where you guys are going to go Are you thinking foods? Are you thinking animals? Are you thinking things that you use? Who knows? But Orange Draft, Catman with the first pick. Is he picking Orange Tabby Cat? I don't know. We'll see.
No.
First pick.
Orange Autumn Leaves. Let's get her done. Let's go, baby.
Wow, the Autumn Leaves.
There you go.
And I'm really mad because they're obviously we've had some time to prep for this draft, and I know we can't show it anywhere, but there is a beautiful tree in my neighborhood that I've seen for like the last 3 weeks, just like fluorescent orange, the whole tree. And whenever I go on walks, I'm always like, oh, I need to bring my phone and take a picture for the draft. And now all the leaves are pretty much gone. And it lost its luster. Yeah, it lost its luster. But I mean, the thing looked like it was plugged in, man. It was beautiful. Just the brightest orange. Yeah. I mean, I got more fire.
I spit hot fire.
At the UPS store, we know being a small business owner means holiday time is still go time. Still get those orders shipped time. And still re-up on stamps and supplies time. That's why this upcoming holiday, while others close up shop, we'll be open. And happy to help you keep being unstoppable. Come into your local store today. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Be unstoppable.
Dylan.
But I don't know. I just had to go. I think that's number one overall. Yeah. I feel like a lot of my other stuff can come back to me.
Really?
That's a good pick because I was going to pick something like that.
That was high on my list too, man.
If Bomar's taking it, it's a good pick.
Yeah.
Apparently.
King draft ass over there.
Mr. America. Mr. General Population. All right, I got the second pick in the draft. I contemplated this for a while. I knew I was going to have a high pick. There's something I really want to pick because I love it. And I don't think it's going to make it back to me. But this has already proven its strength in a draft before. And it's quite tasty.
Okay. You're going to do it.
It is probably one of my drinks of choice.
Mother!
There's a lot of them, J-Cat.
No, I know exactly where you're going.
I am taking the pick that took, I believe, Katie Blanchine to first place in the drink draft. I'm going with the Orange Crush. The Orange Crush, native to Delaware, Maryland, Chesapeake Bay area.
I hate to be that guy, but the only thing orange about an orange is the peel on the outside.
Once you drink, not orange. I thought it was orange in the cup.
No, if it's made properly with freshly squeezed orange juice, it is orange. If they make it with the freaking concentrate stuff, it's yellow. I agree with Shine, but if you're getting it at like Harborside or someplace like that, you cannot deny the orangeness of the Orange Crush.
Because I know it was on your draft board, J-Cat.
Can we have a
Right there, like counter. Top five for me.
We need a orange counter for this episode.
Good. Not a big I don't like a lot of alcohol, but orange flavor vodka,
triple sec,
right? Triple sec,
not
on my list.
Me neither. I didn't even think about it.
It popped in my head the other day, and I was like, oh, it took all away what I was going to take number one overall, just bumped it out.
All right, Birdo. First round pick was also a juggernaut. And I believe the smells draft, but little tidbit about me. I love waterfalls. I love big white fluffy clouds in a blue sky. And I love sitting by a campfire. Give me a campfire orange, the glow of the campfire, sitting back with your peeps, chilling.
So are you picking fire?
Yeah, well, campfire.
Pretty much.
No, a campfire is not orange. Fire is orange.
What color is campfire?
The fire in the campfire is orange, but campfire is not orange. So fire?
What's the difference between a campfire and a other fire? I am picking human torch fire.
What color is a campfire, Catman? Round?
No, like I'm saying the fire in the campfire, the fire in a fire pit is orange, but never mind.
I mean, I'm not drafting a matchstick flame, fire. I'm drafting
the campfire. Yeah. Okay, so fire's still alive.
Yes.
I guess so, yeah.
Okay.
Rob, how is that burning possible? Building in a second round.
The garage shop on fire.
Oh, real quick, headset.
Can you guys hear me? I'll draft my campfire. Yeah. Or I'll draft a fire pit.
On your birthday.
Yeah. It's the same. It's right. Different, right?
Wow.
Is it my pick? All right. Or so leaves, first two.
Orange crushes, campfires.
Leaves and fires gone off my list. So I'm going to have to go with another nature's calling maybe. This is people wait. They go to the beach and watch this. I'm about to go with sunsets.
Jizzle.
Good pick.
I didn't even have it on my list, and I was like, dang, that's a good one.
It's a pretty good date right now, I tell you what.
Mm-hmm. Some leaves cranking some orange crushes around the campfire after the sun just went
sunset.
Down.
Sunset, ooh.
Throwing the leaves in the fire to like keep it going.
Yeah.
All right, this orange draft going as planned so far. Shine.
All right. So I have a thought on this. And we've had debate inside our own house on this topic. Let's see what you guys say.
Orange.
Let's see what you say.
It's yellow.
I am going to draft the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
No.
Packaging?
Absolutely not. The packaging.
Packaging?
You can put the packaging.
Nope.
No.
I'll say yes, because when I researched this, Reese's Pieces were on there as
orange. But that's not a peanut butter cup.
Because one of them are orange.
One of them is orange. But unless he puts it down like the orange Reese's Pieces. Because I thought about it too.
Yeah, I have orange Reese's Pieces on my list.
Like,
yeah.
You can put the wrapper. I think you should just do it and see what happens.
Now, I'm going to follow this up and let you guys know that myself and Gabriel agree with all of you 100%.
But you still try.
Okay.
But I was like, I didn't want to not snag the peanut butter cup if you guys were going to let that go.
Whether or not you drafted, I'm pretty sure you snagged your fair share of peanut butter cups.
I ate two tonight as I got on.
I got a bag full right next to me. I'm looking at.
I'm on a sugar high right now, boys. I don't know what's going on.
I could never eat two. It's like 17 or zero.
Oh, well, they were the smaller ones, honestly.
You know what?
Little ones.
That's even worse. That's like 42 or zero. I can't stop eating.
All right. So you guys all have killer first rounders. So I feel like I have to go with something lovable to at least get me off to a good start.
Close the date, Shine.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I don't know what that means. Now I'm like looking through my list. Like, what am I doing? All right.
Still got J-Cat too.
These are a wonderful thing. I'm taking Tigger.
Yeah. T-I, double gurr.
Drafted Tigers, you're drafting Tigger.
Tigger.
Yeah, like Tigger.
Tigger, man.
You have a tattoo of him somewhere?
No, what do you got?
Shout out Tim Trainer if you're out there.
Everyone loves
Foul Man Foul. If you hear this,
I have things I obviously like more than Tigger, but I think I can get them later on in the draft, and I don't think they're going to carry any weight as a first rounder.
Tigger's cool.
Raise your hand if you had Tigger on your draft board.
I did.
For the listeners, one person had their hand raised.
I did.
No, two. So we at least have.
But the fact that Jason picked him first.
No, I considered him, but then I changed it to something else. Because I was like,
I just don't know anything about Winnie the Pooh.
Hey,
that's a huge one, though, because I was like, that could be a big. Yahoo, Tigger.
Is he popular? I don't know.
Tigger?
Yeah, is Winnie the Pooh popular? Man. Have you been around anywhere?
Name one person you know likes Winnie the Pooh, Rob.
This is like you go to any Walmart on a Saturday.
Yeah. I don't want to get.
You'll find a whole bunch of freaking people who love Winnie the Pooh.
Anyone over Looney a certain jacket.
Come on, man.
Popping out their Toyota Tercels.
Gonna get that oaf vote.
Classic Pooh gear.
Wow, I was not expecting that. Well, wow.
Would you get a Letterman's jacket that says like P-O-O-H down the left chest and like a big poo head on the back? Like
no, it has the T for Tigger. And he's like in the letter T.
It'll be like
and the number on the side on the back, is 100 Acre Woods.
All right,
the whole gang's on the back.
Here we go, boys.
Rare Rabbit or whatever.
This is how punishments happen. Loser of this draft. We are all on the hunt for classic Tigger poo gear.
Tigger poo has to wear
at some event. It would be so sweet to wear a slam dunk to the beach, but it's canceled this year. So, loser of the draft will be wearing some sort of Tigger gear at a community-based event. We'll be in the hunt for it.
All right, J-Cap, back-to-back picks.
Yeah, this is probably my favorite thing ever. That is orange. So succulent and tangy. Right amount of crisp to it. Buffalo wings, man. Buffalo wings are the single greatest orange thing in the history of the world, dude. I love buffalo wings.
I don't know
wings,
if they're
dude.
Orange.
I saw it on a lot of lists. It's kind of orangey
sauce,
brown.
So hot sauce and butter, a little bit of honey, a little bit of garlic powder, a little bit of onion powder. Put them together, they're orange. Google a picture of a buffalo wing right now.
I did see it on lists. I just would not call a buffalo. If I want to go draw a buffalo wing, I would not take the color orange to color it in. I would take brown.
Man, that sounds so good.
Yeah, I mean, they are. They do have an orangey.
It would probably
be
orange.
They do have an orangey tint to them.
Well, just when I know when I make them, and when the sanctum that is the Hooters makes them, they're nice and orange. And I do go to Hooters for the wings.
Kicking himself right now that he took Tigger over Buffalo Wings.
So mad.
Tigger's not even the best orange cartoon character. I have a whole list of cartoon characters.
Oh, so do I. Don't think I'm not taking
that. He's got that Disney poo vote, son.
Mm-hmm.
Disney poo? Disney poo?
And for my wraparound pick coming in.
You lucked out. That's two drafts in a row you lucked out. You got Labs in the fourth pick last.
And German draft. Shepherd back to back, crazy.
Yeah. True. And you got Buffalo.
I didn't even have wings on my list.
Last pick.
Well, I'm just gonna wrap this thing around, and you messed up, Shine, because there's only one orange cat creature that everyone loves, and he hates Monday, and his name is Garfield, baby. Let's go with Garfield.
Man,
another solid orange thing.
Because I like Tigger.
He was top five for me.
Garfield would beat Tigger's ass and then eat
lasagna.
Of course,
Tigger's not a fighter. Tigger's Garfield. A sleeper.
All I know is, do people like Garfield, though? Like, are you drafting like Garfield Halloween special?
Go to Walmart on a Saturday.
And you will see people who like Garfield.
That's Sunday. Sunday.
We'll find out later how much people like Garfield. Catman's Corner. Just saying.
I was like, what?
Teaser.
Right, let's go.
That's what is known as a teaser. Listeners, stay tuned.
Oh. Buffalo.
We ain't talking about Nurmal. That's for sure.
No, send him to Abu Dhabi.
Man.
All right.
Back to you,
Shine. Since you guys are hating on my first pick, I might as well just go 100% me and throw all caution to the wind. This is a pick I wanted on my team for various reasons. All of you are going to want it at some point. It's on all of your lists, guaranteed. I'm taking a basketball.
Yep.
Basketball, second pick.
That was my next pick.
Too high. It's too high.
I didn't put
it's
it
not
on
too
list
high
because
Bobby just said it was his next pick. So it wasn't
that
too high.
It was
going to
be my first pick
where
overall.
It needed to go. I wanted to take it number one, but I figured that was too high. Number
there
two,
are
I think
way one, more better things this maybe. Early.
Listen,
that are orange.
I like a good worn in basketball. It's got like a brownish tint to it, like you know,
like a buffalo wing. Type, but
I wanted Bobby, basketball.
If you incredible turds don't know that a buffalo wing is orange, I can't help you.
It's not the wing that's orange; it's the sauce. But I'm letting it go.
Well, it's a buffalo wing, so
it's the sauce that turns it.
That makes it a buffalo wing.
No,
I didn't say a chicken wing. I said a buffalo wing.
I said a campfire.
That's a campfire fire conversation. It's moot.
I don't want to.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm Tigger. I'm calm, cool, collected.
No, you're not. You got a spring in your tail, and you're stupid.
All right.
Basketball.
Omar, back to you.
So my team.
I know my orange list is evaporating very quickly. When I was researching this, this came up, and I don't know how you guys are going to feel about this pick. I think it should be allowed. When you go into the stores at this time of the year, you know it's time, and it's Halloween. The official color is orange. Halloween.
We're acting a holiday for color.
Why not? You're telling me no. When you go in the stores, you don't. It's not. You know it's Halloween. You don't.
Halloween's
even need
not time. A color. Halloween's not orange.
Yeah, pumpkins are orange. Jack o' lanterns are orange.
You're not even.
Oh, yeah, that
you're
was my even... next pick. She easy there.
Sorry.
That's like the Iron Man pick of this draft.
I'm just going to take Halloween,
no, that's Autobots are a family pick of the draft. Transformers right. are a family.
Was that Bo that tried that?
Wow. Yeah,
that was. Wow.
Nice. Good reference, Rob.
All right.
Come on, Bomar. Get out of here.
So someone just said it. This was my backup. I'm going to have to go this. It's Halloween.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Orange, and this is one of the main things you do when you're kids. Pumpkins. I'm going to have to go pumpkins, orange.
Yeah.
It's big.
One of the main things you do as kids is pumpkins. Well,
carving pumpkins.
Oh, okay.
And turning them into something different.
Right. Yeah. I think you messed up, Bo. You should have picked jack-o'-lanterns. And that was going to be my next pick, but I feel kind of shady picking jack-o'-lanterns
after
pumpkin.
Well, jack-o'-lanterns made out of pumpkins.
I know. Same thing, though. You think they're really different. I would think.
You put a plain pumpkin in front of me and then
I
a
think
carved
they're
pumpkin,
different.
Which is a jack-o'-lantern.
That's why people carved them, to make them cooler.
And then named them something different because they were.
All right. I'm going for another behemoth in a previous draft. The snack draft. I think it carried J-Cat. The nacho cheese Doritos.
You gotta be kidding me.
That's
you
cooler
got
than
to
a basketball.
Be kidding me.
Did you just pick what?
Turd. You had to take Bobby's pick. Girl!
I was taking it next.
So was I. And I'm before you.
There's another orange snack that's draft-worthy, too. But
oh, there's multiple.
Oh, there's tons of them.
Hold on.
But that's the prime
Doritos.
One.
Doritos. Nacho
that's number
cheese
one.
Doritos. Okay. By far the best. Yes,
they really are so good.
So mad.
Like, if I had a bag in front of me right now, I'd eat the whole thing. I can't.
I involuntarily ate like 17 of them, like in, you know, just sitting there like on Sunday. Like my son was like,
is this a fun size bag or a normal size bag? It's like
normal. Yeah, ain't no fun size bags coming around here.
Unless you eat 14 of them.
No, but it's gone. Like that's the thing. Like you, dangerous.
Super family bag, man, is just like it's
like $7 now for the giant bag.
Where do you guys shop? I'm like,
but we live in that place, state, boy.
Man, I can't believe you picked that right before me.
That's what I was referencing.
Your pick.
Way better than a basketball in round two.
Turd, Bomar. Basketball rule. I feel like I was punched in the gut. Berto's pick killed me. I've taken this in a previous draft. It served me well. It's one of my favorite flavors. I'm going orange creamsicle, like the ice cream bar, like a creamsicle bar.
Third time you picked
that. Love that flavor.
Love that flavor.
It's money. It was on my list.
It's just it's called a list, creamsicle pop. Like, what is it called?
Yeah, creamsicle. And yeah, everybody instantly knows what a creamsicle is. And if you don't, it's creamsicle. You've been living under a rock.
I hope so. All right. Catman.
These are going food heavy. Picks in a row. Surprising me.
Yeah.
I barely had any foods on here.
Find that hard to believe, Shine.
I know. This is like a. There's some monsters that came off the board. This could make or break my draft, this second rounder, because there's like four or five snacks that are just hanging out there. I'm going Cheetos.
Yep, I already had it on there for you.
Oh.
Yep.
Cheetos are good, man.
Better than another...
Really?
Cheetos are the best things left.
Crunchy Cheetos are top tier.
Like, not...
Which ones?
Yeah. The crunchy ones. If I'm ranking them with... We can talk later. Honorable mentions, but... Feel like for the most reach, Cheeto. Chester.
Mm-hmm. The problem is the dust.
Yeah,
the dust is awful. That's... You have to sit like this when you're not eating them so you don't touch anything.
Yeah. It's almost a deal breaker, but I'm going Cheetos. Strategic. I don't know if it's going to work for me, but.
I'm going
Cheetos.
Now that's where the mini bags come in handy because you can just open them and dump them into your gullet and not have to touch them.
Pro tip, JK.
A whole bag at once.
Little soldier. Mini one. You know, you can chip them back, you know, and save a little, whatever you want to do.
All right, Catman. Another one. I'm so like torn right now to my next pick.
Got a lot of, man. I'm going Tigers.
Hey, Tiger.
Have to.
I was cool, waiting man. For someone to say that too, JK. Hey, Tiger. Cool, and he looks like, up.
My favorite animal growing up as a kid.
They're my favorite right now.
Yeah, they're cool, man.
They're awesome.
Gosh, man. I mean, every single pick is
take that Clemson Tigers, boy.
My freshman year of college, there's like a student union that was like near where my dorm was, and I was like walking to class. And there's like a little bit of hubbub going on. Like, what's going on? I look over and there's like a live tiger in a cage. Just like chilling there. I was like, whoa. And it was like, he was walking. I mean, you couldn't go up to the cage, but like this tiger chilling there on the middle of campus. Like,
this was like, does Clemson have one just hanging out?
No, that was, I don't know.
I think LSU has
LSU one. Does. Yeah.
They have like an actual tiger enclosure.
But I did use my disposable camera and take a couple pics of it. So, shout out 2000.
It's a good pick. All right, third rounder. I'm so torn. Do I take another something similar to one of my other picks? I know this other one's on Bobby's draft board. I got Orange Crushes, creamsicles. I'm going real food and drink heavy. I like almost want to pick another one.
Hey, have you ever had a creamsicle crush?
Yes, yeah, probably. Well, I think so.
Definitely. They're unreal.
Delicious. Yeah, it's definitely probably delicious. Oh my gosh, man. Right, what does it matter? Okay, so there's a monster drink that's still out there, but I don't prefer this drink. I don't need it. So lately I've been buying, like, first of all, it's expensive. And I've been drinking a big jug for like $3.50. You get like three times as much as you would this other breakfast drink. I'm going Sunny D.
God.
Sunny D, not the tangy original, which
California blend. Know,
the smooth orange. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have that like bite to it. It's good. I'm not specifying the flavor, but I'm taking
Sunny
D. Orange
juice is yellow. Orange juice is yellow.
Sunny D is more orange than orange juice.
I'm taking
we got soda, purple stuff. Oh, Sunny D.
Oh, Sunny D. So, yeah, Sunny D's good, man.
Gross.
Yes, and you're colorblind. It's not yellow.
Shine.
It is orange. Yellow.
I mean, it's orange enough.
Sunny D is not the right one, though.
I haven't had Sunny D in probably,
I think I deleted 20 it earlier.
Man, I got some in the fridge right now.
I had a picture ready for just that moment. I deleted it earlier today by accident.
You found one picture on the internet that was yellow?
No. The cap of orange juice is orange, and inside it is not orange. It's yellow drink. Absolutely, 100% is yellow. why an orange crush is yellow as well.
What?
But
I think
you use orange juice blind. To make an orange crush. It's a yellow crush.
Yeah. You ever seen one before? Yeah. Ask Katie. What color?
You ever seen any of those orange peanut butter cups floating around?
Oh, we're coming back to that. I'm about to take that wrapper. Don't you worry. I love it. The wrapper's my favorite. I see it and I smile.
See, I never know where you guys are going. Like, Sunny D, I don't know. J-Cat seemed bummed that I took it, but it's good.
Oh, that's the best J-Cat. Simply orange.
With pineapple.
It's good.
Orange juice is expensive as crap. Like, these little bottles for like $5. Like,
it's so good. Nah. It's
worth pulp. It.
My kids go through a bottle and a half a week, along with a bottle of apple juice.
Gosh. Insert diabetes.
Hashtag humble brag. All right.
He's flexing on that orange juice. All right. My next pick checks two boxes for me. The first is probably one of the greatest actors of our generation. The second box it checks is a beloved character. Who speaks for the trees? Give me the Lorax. He rules.
No. I've never seen the Lorax.
No, I've never seen the Lorax the either.
Did the nothing Lorax for me rules, in the book draft.
Man. The Lorax is all about greed and taking over the environment and speaking for the trees and doing the right thing. And the Onester, you know, he got dealt with. You're going to get dealt with? You're going to get dealt with. Give me the Lorax. It was either that or Charizard. So I went with Lorax.
I picked the Lorax in the book draft. It didn't do anything for me.
Yeah, but all of our
needs.
Speedville. It's a brand new day.
I'm the Lorax. I speak for the trees.
A way to sell air and uses 90% electricity. Oh, and if you're hating on that, peep this.
No, he's orange for sure. No,
how sweet is he, that giant mustache?
Oh yeah, that mustache is crazy. All sassy.
Yeah. You've never seen a Lorax, J-Cat?
No.
It's good, dude.
No. All right, Bomar.
I'm gonna have to go with this. It's the food. I use it for multiple things. You can mix it. And with a lot of meals, noodles, or you can make a grilled cheese out of it. I'm going to have to go with cheddar cheese.
Cheddar.
Yeah.
Give me that cheddar.
It was almost my second rounder, but yeah.
It's an inferior cheese, but I think just the word cheese is going to help you out.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a good pick. Third to fourth, fifth rounder, for sure.
Bobby, you
like
cannot
cheeses are all cheese.
You can't talk to me about your palate. You don't even know what you're talking about.
You think cheddar's the best cheese?
It's That's one of the best cheeses.
Very versatile.
To make good meals.
What was that cheese that like is made in like a basement in France and sat by the radiator for like 12 months before it served? Remember we had these questions about the cheeses? I think it was the smells draft. Camembert, yeah. Maybe?
Camembert?
Cheddar cheese. Make a grilled cheese with cheddar cheese.
Got to shred the cheese though, man. You can't have it, you know, doesn't melt right.
Shredding cheese is awful. It's the worst. It gets everywhere and your hand cramps up, especially if you're doing like a whole block.
Dude, no, I got one of those viral like cheese grater things. I got it for like $9 off the TikTok shop. I love it. Wow. I don't have to buy pre-shredded cheese anymore. Wow. And
Lydia wants a cheese grater for Christmas. I got it. It came the other day. Like one of like awesome. The bell shaped ones because we have like a little handheld.
So awesome.
Yeah, you put it on a cutting board and you're good to go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever tried to melt like the pre-packaged shredded cheese?
It's because the anti-caking agent they put on it. That's what
I thought. Say that's why we always do block and shred it ourselves.
Yep.
Same so caking agents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically sawdust, if you really want to get down to it. On a molecular level, it's basically like sawdust.
It's how we all get cancer.
Probably. All
with right, that red line, the Cheetos and Doritos.
Sweet.
Back to me already, huh? I know. I've had a lot of time to think this through. And I know I'm technically only getting the wrapper. but I'm still taking the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup wrapper because when I
let
see
him
the,
take it,
when I
yeah,
see the,
I don't even.
You better, you gotta let me take it. It's freaking orange. There's nothing you guys can do about it. Give me the wrapper because when I see the wrapper, it makes me smile. You know why it makes me smile? Because what's inside is delightful.
But what if it's just a wrapper and there's nothing inside?
Yeah,
well, that's very sad. That makes me very sad. But usually those things are in the trash.
Negative one on your aura for that.
No one holds. No one.
Wait to see it on the list. Like,
put in capitals, wrapper only, all in all.
Yeah, wrapper only. Like this is
not going to trick someone into picking it.
No. Reese's Peanut Butter Cup wrapper. If you guys get drinks that are yellow, I get the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup wrapper that is without capitals, without extra words to just taking the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup wrapper and let people listen to this podcast. And as they hear me explain this pick, they'll be like, oh yeah, that is true. First, it's the sight of the Peanut Butter Cup wrapper that makes you smile. And then it's the taste of what's inside that wrapper that makes you smile again and again and again. Four times if you buy king size.
I'm about to go make an orange crush.
Wrapper only. J-Cat. Sure.
You can't say only.
It's going to say only.
That is so biased. That is not right.
The wrapper to a Reese's cup. Because you're trying to slide in a vote based on like, oh, I like Peanut Butter Cup.
You got like Orange Crush. You should say the orange juice only.
The drink itself
is orange.
You don't get the alcohol. You get the orange juice. That's what's orange. This is bull.
What was the pick?
Out of your mind.
The candy itself is brown. It's not orange.
The alcohol in an Orange Crush is not orange.
Hold on. But the wrapper.
The orange only.
No, yeah, he can pick the wrapper. For sure.
Well, he wants the candy inside the wrapper because I'm getting the drink inside. So I could put anything in an orange cup and then draft that.
One of your guys' list right now. Camp.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Fire? Yeah, no, you get the fire.
Basketballs, I would argue, aren't necessarily orange.
They're brown too.
Brown.
What?
No, basketballs are orange. I go show you a basketball. It's orange.
Yeah, I'll grab one street rubber street ball. I'll drop it. I'll bring an N1 ball. It's black.
Brand new basketballs for the most part, yeah, are that bright popping orange, like the Rollins NCAA, the Wilson Jet.
I literally saw a clip today of a guy commenting on JJ Redick's hatred for brand new basketballs being used, and he had four balls. The first one that was unused was orange, and it had different degrees of being used, and by the time it got to the fourth one, it was brown.
Mm-hmm.
So I should write brand new basketball. Just kidding, Sean.
I'm looking for my next pick. Moving on.
J-Cat, back to backers.
Back to backers. We're gonna drop her down in the third, and we're gonna try to jump over the ravine when we get inside this meme.
I can't believe you're taking that right now.
Known as the General Lee, baby. Bo and Luke Duke. Once again, you know I love them. Dukes of Hazzard are near and dear to my heart, and we are gonna pound in that thing and keep on rolling.
I thought you would save that for your fifth rounder, and I wasn't gonna let you get it. I was taking it.
Generally,
you took a candy wrap.
You were the only one. You were the only one taking that. All right.
I could have snuck on Catman's team.
I'm coming back around. What would we like?
A couple things that haven't been picked. I'm surprised.
Yeah. Ooh. You know what? I got to do it. I know I wish I had a couple of these little fellows running around my house so that I could get some stuff done. They're great little companions, kind of crazy. They sing songs. Willy Wonka really seemed to like them. I would like some Oompa Loompas, guys, because I think they are cool little orange people. Get a lot of good stuff done. Oompa, Oompa, doopity-doo. I picked an orange dude and a car, too. So here we go, boys. Oompa Loompas, generally.
Did you have that planned, or was that freestyle?
That just came right off the dome.
That was solid. And a car. I thought you said cartoon, and I was like, cartoon. That was unbelievable.
Wow.
I'm jealous, man. I didn't think of that. That is going to be a vote getter.
I've tried to go really outside the box with my draft, man. You know,
the only orange people I could think of was Snooki.
Well, I thought of a couple orange folks, but
yeah, I would say for honorable mention. I'm surprised Bo didn't try to pick them yet.
One got nixed before recording.
All right, Shine, we're back to you. Oompa Loompas, General Lee.
You know what? I'm going to take another little character. It makes a lot of people smile. Although I'm not taking, I don't think I'm taking the character. Well, let's see how you guys. Oh my God. Give me the clownfish. Everyone thinks
I waffled. Yeah,
everyone.
It's my next pick.
I want clownfish. I don't want you to say Nemo. I want clownfish because everyone sees clownfish and everyone already thinks Nemo. So, yeah. Even if I only get the orange parts of the clownfish, only that's cool too. But just give me
clownfish. Just the orange parts. Poison, 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 tasty fish. The puffer fish, though, I know.
Les poissons. Hee hee hee. What are you gonna do? Hit me with that fish, Bomar?
I think I'm gonna have to just pick oranges off my pick.
Yeah. My next pick.
I'm gonna have to
keep it basic. Keep it basic.
Go back to the basic. That's what this draft is. Oranges.
Man, that was my next pick, bro.
I'm gonna come out and say I hate peeling oranges. They're the worst.
Satisfying.
They're super hard. And like when you peel it and then the white part is still on the orange, you're like, oh, you gotta like dig through the white part, like the like skin. It's terrible.
My favorite oranges were always the ones they had cut up in the cafeteria, and then you would put the peel in your mouth and smile at everybody. That was half the fun of eating oranges.
True. Pre-sliced oranges.
Yeah, pre-sliced oranges. So much easier. You don't have to deal with it, and you just rip it off.
True. Erdo.
All right. I really thought oranges were going to come to me next.
Hey, just pick what I'm going to pick again.
I love this. I love it. I love it. The orange hue may be called into question here. But it's about that time to start going hard on some pumpkin pie.
Hmm. Yeah.
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 Not brown. There's different shades of orange.
No, I think that, yeah.
I mean, sweet potatoes getting a little brown, but
I didn't say anything.
That's the inside. So hard.
You're shaking your head over there.
It's like burnt orange, but I think it's an orange.
I don't know. I don't know if I care.
Can we just Google it and see? Is pumpkin
pie? I'm typing in right now.
Yeah, it's kind of rough, man. I don't know if we can.
I'm so glad we don't leave lots of
if
our
you
life
were to draw it to as a child, would you color it
leave
orange?
It to this draft.
I don't think you would.
No, AI I would.
Says,
pumpkin pie is typically orange in color.
Mm-hmm. Orange to brown.
The orange color of pumpkins comes from beta carotene. Google AI says it is usually orange.
No, if you look at the pumpkin like stuff you buy in a can, it's orange that you make pumpkin pie with.
Yeah, like if you get a homemade pumpkin pie, they're definitely way more orange than the Entman's pumpkin pies I grew up with. So homemade pumpkin pie definitely has a distinct orange hue to it.
Man, all right. I'm okay with it.
Gosh, I want pumpkin pie now.
I don't like it. No,
I love it.
I try it unless I like it. You need ice cream or you need Cool Whip with it. And it's just like
Cool Whip. Yeah, Cool Whip is a must with pumpkin pie.
All right. I have two things that are kind of similar. I just like the one more than the other one. I feel like the other one's like, oh, yeah. But they come in a ton of flavors. 99% of them are orange. Like cheddar blasted or pizza flavored are delicious, but I'm going to go just Goldfish crackers. I'm not drafting the pretzel ones because they're not orange, but like the majority of them are orange. I'm going Goldfish crackers.
I can't extra eat cheddar them so much.
The flavor blast ones are outrageous.
My second rounder, but I went Cheetos instead because I figured
solid.
It was like,
I feel like they feel healthy. Like they don't feel like you're like tubbing it up when you eat
well,
them.
They're
so
baked.
Not fried.
He said so like earnestly. Well, they're baked. And he like looked up at the camera and then looked back down.
That's literally why.
Goldfish crackers. I have to specify crackers because I don't want the goldfish itself. Remember, you got some right there? What is that? Knockoff brand? Byler's Goldfish? Cheddar cheese?
Yeah, port wine cheese.
Buffalo chicken? Buffalo style chicken? Chicken dip?
Doesn't it look like Bo had like seven muted, fingers dude. Holding that thing?
You're muted, Bo. We can't hear you.
Oh, buffalo chicken dip.
Is that somebody's pick right now?
I don't know. He's just shouting things out.
Is it my fifth rounder when it comes back to me?
Jake Adams disappointed. Catman, you got back-to-back picks. The last two picks in your orange draft.
This is pretty important. I feel like everyone would want one when they need one. The old International Orange Life Jacket.
Life Jacket.
I knew you were going to draft a Catman. I knew it, which makes sense. Wait, Life
everyone
Vest
should
or
have
Life
them.
Jacket?
Either or. You can put, it's a personal flotation device, but PFD, but you can put Life Vest, Life Jacket. PFD. One of the two.
All vessels are required to have a PFD for every individual on board.
They are. And if you have kids, they need to be youth ones. They can't be adult ones.
They'll be all up in their neck. Like
it's called a YPFD, that youth personal flotation device.
Yes. I made kids put them on sometimes and be like, put your arms above your head. And I just picked it right off them. I'm like, nope, not good. Yeah, PFD, life jacket, International Orange. You can't miss it on the water. I mean, and then...
Bro, I know what you're taking for your last pick.
I'm back to back, right?
All the time. Yeah. Still have so many left.
Man, I know, but I feel like I need some... Like, I want, like, for the sake of diversity on my... I don't want to have another food. Antelope.
That's all I thought Bobby would pick. That's what I thought Bobby was going to pick.
I love cantaloupe, man.
Yeah, it's good, man. Orange cantaloupe.
A good one is good. When you get like a... Huh?
I know people that hate it, and I don't understand why. It is so good.
And when it's sweet, it's good. Mm-hmm. Some people don't like watermelon. They're like monsters. Cantaloupe. Catman. I wrote catanloupe.
I want some cantaloupe.
Wait, are you drafting the song by Us Three?
Cantaloupe? No.
Cantaloupe?
Dip Trip.
Flip Fantasia.
Funky, funky,
funky.
Bitty, bitty, bop. Dip, 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 Fantasia.
I have too many drinks on my team, or I would pick another drink. I'm going to go. I eat these way more than oranges. They were on my draft board. Fifth rounder. I don't know if it's going to help me, but when does a fifth rounder help you? I'm going clementines. Little mandarin oranges. Cuties. They're so much easier. You eat two or three of them. You can like peel it all one.
Easier.
Oh, man.
What are you, 12?
They're good, man. Peeling oranges are the worst. I'm telling you, man. Clementines are tasty. Tasty. Feel a nice fifth place coming in. Coming in this draft.
Yeah, I don't have like any
Orange Crush. Take me to the top.
Take me away, boy.
No, you got Orange Crush and clementines. That's a big female vote.
I don't know. Anyone's gonna care about clementines? Yeah. If I got nacho cheese Doritos, you all were done. Orange Crush and Doritos.
Your whole entire draft board is food and drink.
Yeah, I mean, what else are we doing here, guys?
All right, for my fifth round pick, we have learned that one or two votes can separate second, third, fourth place. So this is near and dear to me, and I should get some votes. Give me the old Clemson Tiger Paw logo.
I was going to yell at you if you didn't take something Clemson.
Well, I had to wait. There was no reason to pick it earlier, so.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I tried to threaten you earlier this week about waiting on that.
It should generate at least.
That's five. That's like votes. Six picks, at least seven.
Five votes, right? Minimal, I would think. Adam.
They vote.
Evan.
Correctly.
D-Town.
Like Joey. They care about the Lorax. But if they like pumpkin pie and the Paul, then okay. But campfires? Huh? Flames. All right, three more picks. Omar, Shine, J-Cat, the orange draft.
I'm going to go a character here as a childhood. This was on the commercials all the time. The cereal I used to not like too much when I was a kid, but I like it now. I'm going to go Tony the Tiger. It's great.
Or they're great.
They're great.
Or great. Or they're great. Whatever you want to say.
They're good.
They're good.
I can't breathe.
I chest like locked up for a second where I had no air come in or out. I was like
I looked straight at Eric. He went, we both were just like,
I love it. I love it.
And all I thought of was Greek the Freak.
Omar is a national treasure. Greek the Freak. Omar is a national treasure. Tony the Tiger. So many Tiger picks. Tigger, Tiger, a Tiger Paul, and Tony the Tiger. Four Tiger picks.
Oh, that's on my fifth round.
Might have to pick me. I might have to pick another mother cartoon. I don't tiger really like. Bring her in there.
I don't really like the cereal, but I'm going to take Cliff's Tony the Tiger.
Heathcliff. Now I like it more now.
Could I draft the Heathcliff theme song? Because is that a
that's fire?
Terrorize your neighborhood.
Fishbones.
Yeah.
Did they play the Fishbones like a guitar or like a xylophone?
Yeah, he pulls it out of his mouth. It's like.
Brrr. Yeah. I wish I could make that noise. All right. Shine. It's great.
We need Derek to make a Photoshop of Tony the Tiger and say, it's great.
Bomar going like this with his beard.
We're back to me.
Yep.
Oh. I don't know which way I want to go with this final pick. I am waffling between like five different things. And this is impossible to narrow it down. All right.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You know what? There's a logo that we all wear, we all love. I'm just going to make it my fifth round pick. Give me the Nike swoosh.
No.
It's orange.
It's not. It's every color.
300 colors.
Oh my.
That's the worst.
An orange a Nike shoe box, maybe.
Yeah, for holding all that cash.
No.
You're not getting the Nike swoosh. It is not predominantly just orange.
It's never orange. What are you talking about?
It is orange.
No, it's always orange. Actually, most of the boxes in the shoe store are orange.
The boxes are orange, but the swoosh is white.
No, the swoosh was orange for a long time throughout the 90s and early 2000s.
I just Googled Nike swoosh, and one thing comes up orange.
And this group right here, the amount that you guys go shopping.
Yeah, when they were cardboard boxes with the orange swoosh on it, right? Okay,
and the Nike outlet logo orange. At one point.
The Nike outlet store, it's an orange swoosh.
But
the Nike outlet logo.
It's not predominantly orange.
Correct.
That's not the. Man. That's what I was getting.
You guys don't think of Nike as being an orange?
No, not at all.
The shoe box.
See all the time. More, but
well, I already took a wrapper, so I can't take a box.
Come on, let's go. You got Nolan's vote.
I want to just cause
trash picks,
wrappers and boxes. That's I already took a wrapper. I can't take a box. That's an unbelievable line.
Yeah,
but Mark Nolan tried to take a box,
right? All right.
This draft is amazing. I told you. I told you.
Then.
No, I get what Shine was saying. It was orange for a long time, like on the front of the stores and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like that's not the only color it comes in.
Yeah.
Orange crushes are yellow.
What about Dunkin' Donuts
background with the like
Goodwill
Hunting?
Dunkin' Donuts logo. Is that orange?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not really.
Drafting a logo?
No. All right. Hold on. You know what?
Brian's lost his mind right now. Dunkin' Donuts, the word Dunkin' is orange. So if you want the word Dunkin' in the Dunkin' Donuts logo, sure.
No.
It's orange and pink.
All right. Whatever. This sucked. Give me the Monarch butterfly.
You son of a monkey.
That was on my list. I was going to take it.
J-Cat, don't get mad. You already just took away like seven of my draft picks.
That was almost my fifth rounder, but I went.
They weren't like, real draft picks.
That, well, if you would let me just, if you just shut your mouth, you could have had the Monarch butterfly.
But that's all right. I got backups, man.
I had backups upon backups upon backups.
Well, did you?
Your third round pick was
finally landed on the Monarch butterfly.
Dang it, man.
It is a cool
Monarch.
It is a very cool butterfly, if I may say.
Yeah, we fourth grade in Miss Nelson's class, we had caterpillar and followed the life cycle of a monarch butterfly.
Did you learn about the migration? The migration roots of the monarch butterfly?
Yeah.
Were you drafting the Nike monarchs?
No, I was trying to, but only.
I cannot wait. As soon as I hit 50, I'm getting four pairs, and I'm gonna get them sprayed up real nice.
Where the air bubble should be, it just says air.
Air. It lets you know that once there was air, but you don't need it anymore because you're old.
They come in a bunch of colors now.
You don't need it anymore.
You ain't jumping.
Nice. All right, J-Cat. Last pick in the orange draft.
I think I am going to go with the amber gemstone. It is the birthstone for November. Amber also gave us the ability to clone dinosaurs in a different different universe.
Are you drafting a thing from Jurassic Park?
Yeah, drafting amber.
Amber cane.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. And amber is the color of her energy. Whoa.
You get a Mark Norman vote for that, for sure.
Amber. Wow. All right, JK, you know what time it is. Honorable mentions.
My first honorable mention is superhero Ben Grimm, also known as The Thing. Because I really want to know, is this dork made of orange rock?
I was going to say the same thing. Well, nice.
And if it's not?
Yeah. Tiger lilies. Beautiful flower, tiger lily, predominantly come in orange. You can see them in some other shades. Mostly pink would be the secondary color, but an orange tiger lily is beautiful. And then my third honorable mention are peaches. Peaches are delicious, but trying to find a good peach around here is like, you know, it's trying to like get water from a rock sometimes.
The Mackinac peach. Wow. Can I draft like the logo for the movie A Clockwork Orange, since it's orange? I'm just curious. Or the book, sorry. The book's orange too. Shine, back to you. Honorable mentions.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers creamsicle jerseys?
Let me.
Ooh.
Clifford?
Big orange dog?
Clifford is red. Sun-kissed soda?
Yeah, I can't believe no one took orange soda. It's solid.
How about Hooters Restaurant? I don't know. I wasn't going down that road after this draft, so it was pretty high on my list, but I didn't know if I was just going to be able to draft the shorts that they wear.
That would have been correct, though.
Yeah, that would have been a missable pick.
I don't even know how that counts, and the others don't. Beyond me.
Whose shorts are orange?
I'll take. Yeah. There weren't Nike signs on them. So you were saying about the shorts? Okay, got you. Orange Lily.
Huh.
Beautiful. Bomar.
All right, candy corn. The what, Grand Canyon.
1/3 orange, 33% orange.
Yeah.
It means Canyon. The
pumpkin. And
sometimes a quarter with the brown piece at the end.
Carrots.
Oh, good.
Birdo.
The orange Tic Tacs are the superior Tic Tac for sure.
Oh, they are so
they are good.
They are good. They are good.
Ricky Fowler's outfits on Sundays.
I feel like he's gotten away from that, but I know what you're saying.
And then there was a toss up between, if I didn't pick Lorax, Charizard, Cat Dog, or the Third Eye Blinky.
Of course, Bobby gets 7 honorable mentions in.
Who's that?
Cat Dog from like the Nickelodeon thing?
Nickelodeon show, Cat Dog.
Oh, I think you meant like Petey from Dog Man, like Lil Petey, Cat Kid.
Lil Petey.
All right. Honorable mentions for me. Ecto Cooler. It's orange flavored. So I was going to try to squeeze that in, but I already had 2 drinks. So.
Are you Jason?
Isn't it green?
But it's tangerine flavored.
Tangerine.
Can't see flavor.
tastes like an orange. Or I would have
quit. I would have quit. I would have quit.
Hey, it's orange.
No, it's not. It's
insane. Orange.
Green. Color is green.
I know, but it doesn't have to be
shine,
physical. Like
shine me out as much as you need. There was no effing way that was gonna happen.
I need to get a hold of some Ecto Cooler because I'm gonna make a Slimer crush.
The title of the draft is things that are orange. Did I say it had to be physically orange, seen orange, or could it taste orange? I don't know.
Here we go.
Doesn't matter.
But anyway, smooth. Yeah.
I'm gonna take peanut butter crackers.
Lance, peanut butter crackers.
Bro, Grant, that's man, all I thought it was.
The Grant. Amount of foods you guys pulled.
Yeah.
And if I didn't get creamsicle, I would have doubled down on Flintstone orange push-up pops because there's that orange sherbet flavor. They were delicious. And bro, I saw on a list, I would never draft this, but I had it on my board just for fun. I seriously saw this on the list. David the Gnome's Fox Swift. Did you see it? Okay.
Yeah.
He's brown though. I don't. That way he's not.
Yeah.
Foxes are typically orange, but
yeah. So is pumpkin pie.
All right, Catman. Anything left?
Not a lot left. A lot of things have already been mentioned that were on my list. Mac and cheese.
Yellow.
Mac and cheese.
American cheese. Almost picked that. Went with the cheddar. Orange sherbet.
I love it.
That's the Flintstone push pop. That's orange.
Yeah. Cheez-Its. Somehow didn't pick it. It is the superior cheese cracker to me, but a little bit saltier than the Goldfish. And the Home Depot.
Rob's just going with 5 of them. Yeah.
Oh, because everyone else didn't name 37.
Well, now that we know that they matter, people listen and vote based on honorable mentions. Got to take it more seriously.
Sorry, I didn't say it in the sentence like Bobby.
The Home Depot.
You
slide it in,
Rob. You just got to like.
I like that. That was like we would have yelled at Shine for trying to get Home Depot, but the cart you push around in at Home Depot. That's a wrong one.
The Nike swoosh.
I voiced the Orange Draft. Another banger. Catman, coming to you for a cat fact today.
Let's do it.
What do you got for us this episode?
Oh, well, you know, Garfield was picked earlier today, America's favorite orange tabby cat. So I have some facts on Garfield. The first Garfield strip premiered on June 19th, 1978 in 41 newspapers around the United States. Creator Jim Davis based Garfield on the dozens of stray cats he grew up with on his childhood farm. Garfield's owner, John Arbuckle, is a cartoonist. Art imitates life, just like Mr. Davis. I don't know if this is accurate as of today. I was trying to find a better count of Garfield books. There's 49 different Garfield books to date. Jim Davis is 76 years old. He's worth, estimated to be worth $800 million.
Wow.
Yeah. Between merchandise, movies, books. Yeah. And it takes place in Muncie, Indiana. So that's facts about the orange tabby cat, Garfield.
John Boy, Doc.
$800 million. Wow. Never would have assumed that. Well, boys, before we wrap up, we got four facts. Things that are orange, you're going to have to write it down or jot it, write it on something, hold it up, and you have your answer. Shine, are you ready for number one? The first fact about this thing is they were first grown in India over 5,000 years ago. Number two, this has natural tenderizing properties, which make them perfect for marinades. Natural tenderizing properties.
We can hold it up, right? We know it.
I would wait though, because I got two more clues. You don't want to spoil it yet, Cam. Number three, you don't want to give someone else the answer, is what I'm saying. Number three, the paisley pattern, like the pattern paisley, was inspired by this thing. And it is called King of the Fruits. The King of Fruits. Grown in India, natural tenderizing properties, the King of Fruits, and the paisley was inspired by it. Hold up your answer if you think you know it. I can't read it right. I'm clearing it.
Apricot.
Rob says apricot. Shine said orange. J-Cat.
Wheat potato.
Sweet potato. Birdo.
Said orange in the chat.
Oh. Omar. You got nothing.
Seventh time.
Nothing.
Wow. The correct answer was not drafted. I had a really good one the other day at school. They were giving out like samples. It was really sweet. Mangoes. Mm. Mangoes.
Gosh, you're kidding me.
Natural tenderizing properties.
Yeah. I don't want to spoil anything for nectarine.
Dad loves nectarines. All right. Number two. First clue. They are bottom heavy. They were invented in 1940 and they were first made of concrete. Number three, sometimes they are reflective. It's not a Nautica fleet. And number four, there is a hole in the top. There is a hole on the top. Please show me your answer. Bottom heavy. Invented in 1940. Sometimes they are reflective and there's a hole in the top. Rob, I can't read it. JK, I can't read it.
Traffic cone.
Omar.
Safety cone.
Oh. All right, everybody was correct. Traffic cone is correct.
Bob, when you put it in the chat, it shows immediately.
My bad. I tried to exit out as if you guys still couldn't see it. I was like,
I mean, I knew what it was anyway, but
yeah.
What gave it away? Bottom the heavy
hole at the
yeah.
top.
Yeah,
the hole at the top. Okay.
Reflective.
Yeah, reflective. Right.
Number three, February is national month for this. You know, there's like 50 different things it could be, but you know. Number two, 2.5 billion pounds are produced in the U.S. each year. Number three, North Carolina is the top producing state for this. And number four, these are actually flowers. Technically, they are a flower. National month for this, 2.5 billion pounds are produced in North Carolina, and they are actually flowers. Omar says tiger lilies. Birdo says orange. Or Jason says orange. J-Cat says sweet potatoes. Catman.
Tiger lilies. I know they're flowers, but I got nothing.
The correct answer is sweet potato. Mm. Sweet potato is technically a flower. I guess the flowering bud on it, something. I don't know.
I'm too honorable. I didn't want to take J-Cat's answer, even though I thought that was right.
I hear you.
I was bound to determine has sweet potato be a correct answer.
I know you said the first one. All right, two
I
more.
Typed oranges and I was like, if this is a flower, I'm going to be like totally shocked.
I thought it was still left up there from the other guess. All right, number four. First clue: the name comes from the Latin word that means golden. They are sensitive to insecticides. They have a sweet tooth. And it is a major league sports team. They're sensitive to insecticides. They have a sweet tooth. They come from the Latin word that means golden. It is a major league sports team. Bobby says the Monarchs. J-Cat and Shine both say Orioles.
I'm going to say Monarchs.
Monarchs and Bomar.
I didn't have it.
All right.
No go.
What major league sports team are the Monarchs?
Isn't that a WNBA team?
No, I mean,
the major league. Yeah.
I don't think so. Yeah, Negro League. The correct answer is the Oriole. Baltimore Oriole. Shine, J-Cat.
The Shorebirds?
What was the insecticide thing again?
They're sensitive to it. I saw.
Yeah, they nearly got wiped out. What, like in like mid 80s or something like that? There was like they were almost on the endangered species list.
They usually just get wiped out in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, you're right about that.
That's ding, ding. All right, the last one, my favorite one. The first clue. If anyone gets, I hope someone gets this. They were from the early 1800s, and the inventor is unknown. Number two, they have a banana flavor, which I did not know. But if I thought about it, then I was like, okay. During World War II, when sugar was rationed, these were made into a slurry. Again, quote, slurry, and were sold as replacement for sugar. And the last clue that might give it away, if you have any clue at all, the company that makes them is called Spangler. And sometimes it says it right on the thing, Spangler. What do you think that is? They are orange. I'll give you another clue. Most people hate them.
Got it.
Don't type it in yet. Let's see what they think. Don't send it yet.
Gumdrops?
Banana flavor. Rob says gumdrops. J-Cat says a tamarind.
Tamarind.
What's that? Like a fruit?
Oh yeah. Man!
Okay,
I got it. Boy. I got the answer.
Darkest.
Shine says peanut candy. What is that?
Like that like gooey. I don't know. It's like chewy.
Okay, candy. So circus peanuts.
Is that what that is?
Yes, that is correct. Birdo and Shine snuffed it out.
They are terrible.
Circus peanuts. They were sold as a. They were ground into a slurry and rationed out during the war. I was like, what?
I would rather eat a packing peanut than a circus peanut.
Nah, I'm not gonna lie. I kind of like circus peanuts, but I can only eat a few. Shout out, Pops. Pops likes them too.
Wow.
You know what the circus is?
And what do you know?
Circus peanuts. You know what they are.
I'm looking.
Yeah.
What gave it away? Most people hate them.
Most people hate them. Yep.
Did you know Spangler, bro?
Oh,
I don't know how. It just popped in my head. I don't know.
Spangler, circus peanuts.
And once I thought of it, I was like,
it looked like a sponge.
Candy peanuts is what he said. Peanut candy is what he wrote. All right, boys. The Orange Draft, second episode of the season. Closing thoughts, Catman.
Orange, you happy that we drafted this topic tonight?
I am.
That's all I'm gonna say.
I am. Shine, the Orange Draft.
I loved it. I knew this was gonna be a weird one, and it went just as haywire as I had expected. I'll come in last. I don't care. I'll I don't know what we're drafting next, but I'll be excited to have the first pick. Maybe.
And you can't disagree there. Omar.
It was good, man. I didn't think it was going to be that fun, but it always turns out good. Always.
Kind of surprised. I think we hinted at it, but the fact that Donald Trump wasn't mentioned or trying to be drafted, since he is straight up orange. Yeah. See what happens. Tonight's the night, boys.
It's just the space.
J-Cat.
Meow. Orange tabby cats are hilarious. I had one growing up. His name was Alvin. Didn't want to draft him because, you know, he's great. I wanted to go a little bit outside the box with this draft. Some things that aren't run-of-the-mill orange, so to speak, right? So I think I did a pretty good job with that. I don't know what it's going to do voting-wise, but it was definitely a fun draft. I look forward to seeing how this one shakes out.
I can't imagine you not being on the podium, J-Cat. I really can't.
You never know, man.
And Birdo.
Orange draft was interesting. not too challenging to prepare for, just challenging to know what to pick when. Fun times, good times, was too long between drafts. My verse for this episode is Isaiah 12:2.
That's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Please subscribe and thanks for listening. Kaboom!
Dogs poop everywhere, all over the house. They're messy. Scratch all over the doors, house. Puke, slobber.
No, they don't.
Whatever.